Today's arrest culminates a nearly two-month investigation into criminal allegations against Angelo Capelli. He was charged with first-degree grand theft because the theft amount was over $100,000, and perjury because he falsified documents provided to the probate court. He was arrested this morning around 11:30 a.m., and he was transported to the Pinellas County Jail.
We know what kind of sentence he could get for this?
The first-degree grand theft is a first-degree felony, which is punishable by up to 30 years in prison. The perjury charge is a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Capelli was fired by SunTrust back in June, who said at the time they were investigating him, though they did not reveal any details. Again, St. Petersburg police spokesman Bill Prophet.
He accessed the estate account of a man who died back in February, and through a series of fraudulent transactions inside the bank, he was able to forge signatures and withdraw a total of $114,989 from the accounts and put them to his own use.
Investigators said Capelli stole from the trust account of Mario Granada, a St. Petersburg resident who died back in February. Police said Granada's 1998 will left all of his assets at the time of his death to a local charity. Investigators say Capelli delivered part of the money to the charity, but kept the rest for personal use to pay his credit cards and homeowner's insurance premium. Daryl Paulson is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. He said the Capelli arrest is a stunning fall from grace for the man that some said could be St. Petersburg's next mayor.
Well, this is truly amazing stuff because here's somebody who was a political rising star, really, within the Republican Party. And even though he lost his first campaign against Bill Heller for the state legislature, everyone knew that he was going to be around for a long time and that he was going to run again soon. And there was a lot of discussion that he was gearing up to run for mayor of St. Pete. And you look at his credentials, I mean, somebody who works his way up and, Eagle Scout, Ivory School graduate, had all the political credentials in the world to be a mover and shaker and done something like this just to not only destroy his political career, but also, you know, destroy his own private life to a great extent. So it's truly an astounding story.
Capelli ran aggressive campaigns in both his primary and general election races for the state house last year. His attacks against Bill Heller were particularly noteworthy, leading the St. Petersburg Times to weigh in against them in the waning days of that campaign. USF political science professor Daryl Paulson said the reason that Capelli-Heller race was so nasty is because a seat held by Frank Farkas was considered an open one that both parties desperately wanted.
You know, that's always been a very divided district, and you know, it did perhaps lean slightly Republican in terms of demographics, but it was to a great extent a toss-up district. And, you know, it's a district that Democrats had won several times and then Republicans took back and held it for 8 years before Bill Heller won it back. So both parties invested a great deal of time and money in winning that particular race, and everyone knew it was a critical race. In fact, it was probably the number one race in the state of Florida in terms of the House of Representatives. So both parties invested a lot of money in it. Both parties recruited what they thought were their best candidates for the race. And it did get rather nasty to some degree on both sides in that political race. But, this is just an amazing story to me that somebody who literally is a, you know, sort of pull themselves up from the bootstraps kind of candidate, as Angelo Capelli was. Almost an unbelievable story, and I'm just shocked by it, to tell you the truth.